They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. We have on our newsmaker line, Sherry Edelson. And Sherry and I met some time ago. And she had this idea that has suddenly become a big idea. She has a company called ShopWhereILive.com. And we're seeing individuals, chambers especially, start to zero in on this as a way to help their existing members and other small businesses shop where they live and doing all of this online. Sherry, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right. So let's, your business came to my attention, it's been a while ago. And with the rapid advancement of what we're seeing in healthcare issues today, I'm seeing more and more people find you and then start to work with you. Tell us about the genesis of Shop Where I Live. Where did all this come from? And then we'll get into what we're doing today.
Yeah. Our tagline really is where Main Street meets the internet, and we partner with local chambers of commerce, Main Street programs, and other economic development groups to help their members and local businesses sell online together and then create a local online community marketplace to help people shop, find, and buy local online. So
right.
Really, it's easy to shop online from Amazon. It's easy to shop from maybe some of the big box stores online. But when you think about local businesses, there's not a platform that's built for them to sell online together. And a lot of small businesses may not even have their own website, or if they do, they're not e-commerce enabled. So it's really trying to create that local Main Street, that local community, and put them together online and help people discover and buy from them easier from their own homes.
Yeah, and obviously, and we've watched this grow, as all of us have, as Amazon and other online platforms have really dominated the market. However, as you indicated, many mom-and-pop shops and stores in Main Street may not have that ability to join in with such gargantuan
yeah.
companies. And if they do, how easy it is to get lost. And then you're not really local. Yeah, I get it. Let's talk about how you're marketing this. Who are you reaching out to? Is it mostly chambers of commerce, and where?
It is mostly chambers of commerce, and primarily here in Iowa. So far, we're based out of Marion, and so through contacts or other chambers we've worked with, getting kind of reference through there. I've even spoken at the Iowa Chamber of Commerce fall meeting recently and was in front of a lot of the chambers then too. So I'm getting reached out from a lot of the people who saw me present then now, because it's become even more right. relevant in the last few weeks.
What when a chamber signs up with you, and whatever that chamber happens to be mm-hmm. across the state of Iowa right now anyway, they are then helping spread the word among their members. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. We've changed our business model recently, but our new going forward, really the chamber is the one that's providing all the resources to their members. And we really just want to be the conduit for them businesses to do business online. So the chamber is spreading the news, spreading the resource to their members, and they actually were allowing their members in our partnership to sell for free through the platform. So a chamber that signs up for us, it kind of scales with the size of the chamber, but then their members can sell online for free, and then they can even, businesses can scale it further if they want to. So if they want to add additional products or do more things, then that kind of grow with them. But everybody kind of has a base platform where they can sell for free if they're a member of that chamber. And then we do have rates if somebody's not yet a member of their Chamber of Commerce, but they do want to sell through the platform, then they still have access to be able to do that. We know that, not some of the very smallest businesses or home businesses can't yet join the chamber. And so we're trying to accommodate all types of businesses
sure.
through the platform.
Well, that was going to be my next question. As you start to see growth in this company, and our guest, ladies and gentlemen, once again is Sherry Edelson, and we're talking about ShopWhereILive.com. As you grow this, you're going to need individuals outside of chambers to start spreading this news out there. so that more individuals are aware of the platform so that they can take advantage of that. And I hope that we're going to be some help in doing that to the larger general public. So explain your tier system. How does that work so that people are aware?
So really, we won't come into a community yet until we have a partnership with a chamber or a Main Street or maybe an economic development group, because we need really their buy-in to get the users online.
Sure.
And so every business within that chamber or that Main Street organization can sell online for free up to 25 products or services, events, kind of whatever their product is, and they have that for free. And then they can add on additional products. So we have a standard, a plus, and a pro if they want to, you know, take it even further and
sure.
a few different pieces from there.
And then individuals who are not in chambers, and we just talked about that there are mm-hmm. several businesses, many businesses out there that it may not be affiliated with the chamber, they can go ahead and make contact with you as well. And then
yep.
those other rates apply, correct?
Yep. So it'd be $25 a month for a non-member, unless a couple of our communities still maybe have not switched to the new free-for-all member plan, but we're working towards that. So it may be a little bit different in a couple of our communities, but standard is $25 a month, but it can be monthly. So we know a lot of businesses might be seasonal, may change.
Right.
Maybe them wanting to sell online is just temporary, so it can be just a monthly platform for them. And we don't take a commission on their orders, I think is another piece where I sold on Amazon myself for a long period of time, and not only was there commission on orders, but then there was the monthly fee, but then there was also the storage fees, you know, advertising fees. There was just all these extra fees that
yes.
came out, and it was really important for us to have just a single subscription, and that's their piece, and we are not taking a commission on their
right.
orders.
Right, and you are building on quantity, I'm sure, because without all of those fees, you rapidly need to build your community out, and that would make
yeah.
total sense. Yeah, I get it. Are people, I mean, in the current situation that we are in, where we're closing all kinds of businesses that are deemed non-essential, and people may be turning to online shopping, I would suspect, now I'm just guessing here, but I'm pretty confident in this, that you've seen a spike in interest over the past, 2 weeks or so?
Really more even just this week.
Yeah.
We've gotten a number of calls from a bunch of new communities that are maybe looking to come on board here in the next week or two. And then even past businesses that we've worked with before and maybe it wasn't right for them at that time frame. And then now, you know, their shops are closed and they're ready to join back on. So it's, and then even businesses that have been on our platform and maybe didn't utilize it to the fullest advantage at times. So they're going in and updating their shops and getting new products added. So just all over the board, there's
sure.
a whole new spike in activity.
Yeah, with every negative thing that happens, there is sometimes opportunity in the problems that we face. Sherry, how are you? Yeah, I know you got to be swamped. I mean, we set this interview up a couple of days ago, and based on your timeline, and I totally understand, you got to be very busy. But how are you going about marketing this platform to individuals who may not be connected with their local chambers of commerce or other businesses? How are you letting the broader population know about this?
So this week we haven't done a whole lot of extra reach out just because we're kind of busy working behind the scenes.
Yeah, I bet.
But we have had some we've had some viral spread. So we've had businesses or persons here in the communities that we're working with already that know of the platform and are sharing it as a resource. We've also opened up to any of our sites in the communities that we're already in, if there's a business in that community that wants to sell a gift card through the platform, that we're just giving them a shop to sell a gift card for free. Again, we're not taking a commission on that, but we know that's one of the ways that people are trying to support local businesses is to buy a gift card now and then use it later. And so we just have opened that up as just a free resource to communities. We can't support them, you know, selling tons of products through there without a fee, but we can, you know, have each business sell a gift card.
Yeah.
And we're trying to at least make that a piece. So that's been shared out several times. And then just the communities that we're in, especially Urbandale, their site is taking off this week. And so just kind of the viralness of it, but we haven't been able to do a whole lot of marketing our end because we're trying to keep up with the demand.
I'm sure that you are, and that's important. Now, with regard to finding you, we talked about Urbandale, but you're in several other communities in Iowa, aren't you?
Yes.
We
have shop. Yeah, so Urbandale, we're partnered with the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, but the site itself is Central Iowa. So the idea originally behind that, and Tiffany Minky from the Urbandale Chamber, I really wanted it to be a resource for all of Central Iowa. So other chambers in the area that are interested in being a part of that for their members, it would be probably a little bit of a less fee than creating a brand new site for their chamber, and they can kind of piggyback onto the Central Iowa and we'll rebrand it as a, you know, their chambers as well. So we're looking to maybe build that one up and be a resource to the broader community there. But then we do also have a site in Grundy Center, Iowa. We have Cedar Falls Main Street. We have Mount Vernon, Lisbon Community Main Street. We have Cedar Rapids area, which actually covers four counties, which with the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance here in Cedar Rapids. They service four counties. So it's Lynn, Jones, Benton, and Iowa counties. We have Marengo has a site that may be built up here further. It's, I'm not sure if I'm missing anybody off the top of my head, but there
will be. And again, this has exploded over the past little bit, I'm sure, as people are becoming more and more aware of the fact that you know, shopping from home is helpful, and it's also a safety concern. I get it. Her name, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, once again, is Sherry Edelson, and she has the company ShopWhereILive.com. And it's something that she's been rolling out here in the state of Iowa. I know this is a busy time for you. As you look at this, platform, I would suspect there is room for expansion as you move forward. Yes.
Yeah. So we have already received many inquiries from other states as well, and so those may build up here. And then, kind of as we grow, we're also looking to add on additional services that we can provide to some of the businesses in the chamber. So that's kind of where we're looking to grow in the next year, expanding communities, and then also being able to provide more resources. So do some businesses still maybe want their own websites, and do we help add on those for a low cost for them and have them link back through their platform and social media presences and just different things that we can provide to this group of customers that are already utilizing our services? How can we provide even more resources to them? But right now we're still kind of a small team as well. So it's finding that balance of what we can service and making sure, you know, when we commit to adding on a new piece that we can do that.
Well, I think, you know, congratulations to you. I know that you've been on this project for some time. And a little adversity has now heightened awareness of the necessity for individuals to shop from home. And if you're offering a platform where lots of retailers and service sector folks can get into, that just simply makes sense, and good on you. And we wish you all the very best. Congratulations. And one final question, if I can, Sherry. What was the original genesis of this back when you started this project? What did you has it changed from what it was to what it is now?
I feel like maybe it's weird, but this week I feel like it's fully coming into what we had envisioned. So, I mean, as a startup, you go through trials and figuring out your customer and your markets and your segments and getting the pricing right and doing all those pieces. And I feel like we've been building and growing, and this week not only has, you know, maybe some mindset changed on, or and not even mindset, but just the necessity has changed for a type of platform like this in local communities. So I feel like, I guess now more than ever, it's coming into what we envisioned, where it's, you know, it's not laid dormant, but it's not grown maybe as fast as we want. And now it's hitting kind of a peak.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. And that's, are you sleeping?
Not so much. No, I think I went to bed at 2 o'clock last night, and was up again about 7 this morning.
So. Understand. Yeah. And that's the way of an entrepreneur, especially in these times. Sherry Edelson has been our guest. Sherry, thanks so very much for joining us and talking about this. We will be putting this up, of course, on our radio blog. We'll have links back to you. And of course, we'll also air this on our partner, KXEL, News Talk KXEL in Waterloo Cedar Falls in the coming weeks. So thanks again for doing this. I certainly do appreciate taking the time, and good luck to you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, our guest has been Sherry Edelson from ShopWhereILive.com. And of course, we will have links to ShopWhereILive.com so you can get in touch with Sherry and see whether or not you can take part in this adventure, a new way to do shopping even for mom-and-pop businesses. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Sherry, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.